Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 9th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about procrastination, what it is, why it happens, and how to use this knowledge to overcome it. Here's a mind-blowing statistic. Studies show we spend nearly 55 days per year procrastinating, yet most of us have no idea why we do it or how to stop.
Well, that certainly explains why my to-do list keeps growing. Though I have to wonder, is it really just about time management?
That's exactly what makes this fascinating. Research from Princeton's McGraw Center for Teaching and Learning reveals it's not about laziness or time management at all. It's actually a complex psychological response rooted in fear, perfectionism, and even self-protection.
So you're telling me when I reorganize my entire digital photo collection instead of working on deadlines, there's actually some deeper psychology at play?
Precisely. And here's where it gets interesting. That avoidance behavior triggers what psychologists call the procrastination cycle. We avoid tasks due to fear or feeling overwhelmed, which increases our stress, which then makes us more likely to avoid future tasks.
That explains why procrastination seems to get worse over time. Like a snowball effect of avoidance.
And modern technology has essentially turned that snowball into an avalanche. Our phones and social media create constant opportunities for what researchers call productive procrastination. Tasks that feel useful but aren't our true priorities.
Oh my goodness, you're describing my entire workflow. Just yesterday, I spent 3 hours organizing my email instead of writing that important proposal.
Let's talk about something called the Zeigarnik effect. It's this fascinating psychological principle where unfinished tasks create mental tension that actually motivates us to complete them.
Well, that's interesting. So why doesn't that tension push us to finish things right away?
Because our brains are wired to seek immediate rewards. The temporary relief we get from avoiding a challenging task actually reinforces the procrastination habit. But here's the good news. Understanding these patterns is the first step to breaking them.
You know, that makes me think about how often I use getting organized as a form of procrastination. Like somehow having a color-coded calendar will magically make me more productive.
And that's where implementation intentions come in. They're specific plans that link situational cues with desired behaviors. Instead of vague goals like, I'll work when I feel ready, you create concrete triggers. When I finish my coffee, I'll work on my most important task for 25 minutes.
That sounds much more actionable than my usual approach of waiting for inspiration to strike.
Here's another powerful insight from the research. Our willpower is actually a finite resource. The more decisions we have to make, the more likely we are to fall into procrastination patterns.
That definitely explains why my productivity tanks in the afternoon when I'm mentally exhausted.
And this is where environmental psychology comes into play. Different spaces carry different behavioral cues. Creating a dedicated workspace can significantly reduce procrastination tendencies by eliminating decision fatigue.
Though I have to admit, sometimes I use creating the perfect workspace as yet another form of procrastination.
That brings us to a crucial point about self-compassion. Studies show that being too hard on ourselves about procrastination actually makes it worse. It's about progress, not perfection.
So what you're saying is, beating ourselves up about procrastination just leads to more procrastination?
Exactly. And here's the key takeaway. The goal isn't to eliminate procrastination entirely. It's about developing the awareness and tools to manage it effectively when it really matters. Start with small changes, use implementation intentions, and remember that every small victory counts.
Well, I'm feeling both called out and oddly reassured. At least now I know there's science behind my tendency to alphabetize my spice rack when deadlines loom.
Just remember, next time you find yourself organizing your sock drawer instead of tackling that important project, you're not alone. It's a universal human experience, and now you have the tools to work through it, one small step at a time. Until next time, happy studying, everyone. I hope you find this helpful.